Unit 10. It's my right. Ten A. Exercise 4, page 82.
Connected consumers. US President John F. Kennedy signed the 1962 Consumer Bill of Rights into law on March 15th. And we celebrate that as World Consumer Rights Day today. But as shopping goes online and the world becomes our high street, what chance does the 21st century consumer have? We asked online shopping guru Eleanor Knox how things were looking.
Nobody can deny the impact of consumer rights. They have led to manufacturers being more careful with how they make products, more honest with how they promote them, and liable to pay compensation when it turns out they are unfit for purpose. But each set of national legislation was designed to help domestic shoppers pushing their trolleys around traditional stores and supermarkets. Many experts wondered how it could possibly be brought to bear on the global marketplace, where an online shopper from Germany can order a dress from the UK that was manufactured in Bangladesh. Many said that consumer rights couldn't possibly take the strain. So far, though, they're holding up well. National laws still apply to anyone who wants to sell a product in that country, whether they're from a different country, different continent, or even different planet. So if an item is delivered to you through the post that's substandard, faulty, damaged, or doesn't match the description as advertised, you're entitled to claim a refund. And there are special bodies whose job it is to carry out spot checks and inspections to ensure hazardous goods are not imported. But the power of the consumer has grown far beyond the reach of the law. It seems the consumer has learned an informed choice is better than an impulse buy made on the spur of the moment. Because, though citizens expect their governments to ban the import of hazardous goods and to prosecute cases of fraud, they have begun to take it on themselves to get informed. Information passed by word of mouth is valued over advertising. And most who shop online scrupulously scroll through the comments on products, complaints about companies, and compelling accounts of negative shopping experiences before they buy. The thinking is simple. If 30 people say they can't put a piece of furniture together, who's going to become number 31? Not the smart online shopper. Companies, too, have learned from their mistakes. Learned that a repeat customer is better by far than a dissatisfied customer. Learned that a reputation is something to be earned and cherished. Fewer and fewer are willing to fool their customers just to make a fast buck. Quite the opposite. They bend over backwards to make it easy for a dissatisfied customer to return products and get refunds. They go the extra mile to inform potential buyers of the provenance of their goods, so the environmentally and socially conscious can rest assured their purchase is not contributing to the problems of the planet. And it works for companies and the consumer, since the honest companies thrive online, while the cheats and swindlers fade away. So while it's important to stay on guard online, consumer rights still have your back. The four pillars that John F. Kennedy based everything upon, the right to safety, the right to be informed, the right to choose, and the right to be heard, are standing strong. Not only that, but they are evolving. So companies and consumers play as vital a role in keeping the market working fairly as the government does.